Chapter 9. They sold Pinocchio the donkey to a circus. The circus owner told Pinocchio to do tricks all day. It was hard work. But the children at the circus loved Pinocchio. They laughed and clapped for him. Pinocchio tried his best to be a good donkey. But one day, he had an accident and hurt his leg. He couldn't walk anymore. He certainly couldn't do any tricks anymore. The circus owner shook his head sadly. "This is very sad," he said. "You were a good donkey, but I don't need you anymore." The circus owner threw Pinocchio the donkey into the sea. "Goodbye," said the circus owner. "I wish you a quick death." But Pinocchio did not die. All the little fish of the sea came to eat him. When the fish ate all of the donkey, the puppet remained. Pinocchio was surprised. "I am alive," he said. "I must return to the fairy and be a good boy." Pinocchio swam as fast as he could. He wanted to get home to the fairy. Suddenly, something scary came out of the water. It was huge. It had sharp teeth. "It's the shark," thought Pinocchio. The shark was following him. Pinocchio swam faster, but the shark was even faster. "It will eat me," said Pinocchio. And it did. It opened its huge mouth and ate Pinocchio. The shark was so big, it did not bite Pinocchio. Instead, it swallowed him whole. Pinocchio went directly into its stomach. It was dark inside the shark's stomach, but there was a light. Pinocchio heard a voice. There was someone else in the shark's stomach. Pinocchio was excited. Maybe they knew how to escape. He called out. "Hello," said Pinocchio. "Who's there?" said the voice. "I am Pinocchio," said the puppet. "Who are you?" "Pinocchio," said the voice. "Can it really be you?" Pinocchio hurried forward. He saw a man. He looked familiar. Pinocchio was amazed. "Father," said Pinocchio, and he ran to hug Geppetto.